Melachas Shabbos, Melachas Bishul, Simashin Yud Ches, Siv Tezvav, on the bottom of page 274, a couple of Mazayin of Beis. Says Mechaba, Dovish and his Bashel called Tzarka, something that was fully cooked for Yavish, and it's a salad, Shimba Marak, that it doesn't have any sauce, any soup, Mutal and Nichi Kenegra Madura. So that's what we were previously speaking about, putting things opposite the fire. A lot of places opposite the fire. But even if it's a place where the hand would recoil from. Agar says Rama, but fill on the Stanley Kvar, and even already cooled down already. But if it's still hot, then even if something that has gravy, has liquid, it's going to be permitted. Yes, we can remember that. Those are leading to say, the Chosh in a nice noy, as you can see in Dav Koflamet Ches, as long as he's not putting it on the fire or literally on the stove, only near it, cool down, it's permitted. That's the Magi Mishnah Perichah base. But no, the custom is within regarding this. If it didn't totally cool down, like I wrote previously, simulation of Gimel. Says in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tzadi base. Something that was cooked, Davishin is Bashal, Chulu, called Targum. It's fully cooked and dry. So then, there's no problem putting it opposite the fire, even if it's outside the spot. The reason is, the Kimish Kavan is Bashal, since it already was cooked, there's no more concern about being cooked. So, even if it's so hot over there, and it could be an area where things could cook, that's not a problem. Now, why are we saying it's only permitted to put opposite the fire? Because on the fire itself, that's also Rabban, that's rabbinical, if you're better missionary, it looks like you're cooking, they're placing it directly on the stove, on the fire. But here that you're putting it opposite the fire. That it's not the norm of people, and generally, most times, to cook like that. But then it's not even a rabbinic prohibition. Right later on in the rest that he holds, when it's near the bonfire, Gamkin says also a bit of a tzas. Right, you have to distance it a little bit. But so this is something that was cooked, cold sarka. It was fully cooked and buyabish, and it's a salad. That's the criterion for this halacha. Dila have a cold sarka because if it wasn't fully cooked, I feel like double yabish, even if it was a salad where it's sech and it's hot, still, yes, but oid mishum bishul, it would still have a problem about cooking. Can have a sevdalik, because it's not fully cooked. By default, it's been at the place in the place that it's above 112-109 degrees Fahrenheit. The avid of a lach, and if it was liquid, if it was chalzak, even if it was fully cooked, there's also a concern about cooking. If it cooled down, according to what the mechaber ruled in the beginning of sevdal, that there would be a problem over there about Bishal Achabishal. So we caught inside the doubt. So in other words, there's two things that we're considering here. One is the biblical concern about Bishal, and also there have been a concern about what's called Chazar or Nesim Lekethila, to put on the fire itself. So we caught inside the doubt. So he said, okay, so you're allowed to put it Keneged Amadura. So that's just said, not Keneged Amadura. He said opposite the fire, below Eitzel Amadura, not near the fire. Lawyers to instruct, that one has to distance it a little bit from the fire. And therefore, we're not going to be concerned that you might come to stoke the coals. Because since they say to require you to distance a little bit, it's like here, so there's a sign, it's a recognition. And if you're not going to come to stoke the coals, if you're too close, then rabbinically, that would be forbidden. Now, but he says, since I saw some achrim that they write, the Ma'arit Stomach also Medur Bifni Atzma that was made as its own independent fire. But if the fire of the wood is in the oven, then you're not put a pot in the oven. I feel like Marchik Tzma Medur, even if you distance it a little bit from the fire. Because since the place, the Gatzalad is by, and so therefore, it's not any less about the burden summation of the Gimel. Oslachnus Kedera Likira, if you're not put a pot in the oven, in the group, when it's not shoveled out from the coals, do I fill him in my midst of the age? And that's even if he's not putting it near the fire. However, if he's not putting the pot on the floor of the oven, kimal is a kli, hamavsik, just on some vessel that's interrupting. As yes, local, then what could be lenient? Canal, but submission of gimel, like we said this already, submission of gimel, which the Sharatzin says, this is from the Shulchan Aruch Shittim and the Chai Odom, but Fakfik, even with a Keder being Mavsik, even if a Pat's interrupting, even that he doesn't like. The Shabur Sivkat and Sadi Hei. So Rama said, and this halacha applies, Mefulin Stani Kvar, even if the Sal already cooled down already. So he just said the first David Mechabit, but the Rama's coming to explain the words of the Mechabit, it might have been stunned, we told him that it cooled down. It'll be over different. That's why he's only preventing it by a salad. But that's what he says, and he continues, Sivkat Sadiva, but if it's Reseach, I know that it's Shayat's Leds by right now. The item is hot itself, then even if it has machak, even if it has liquid, then it's permitted to put it in this near the fire. Sivkad sa design. Yes, became lemasidrema. Some lean to say that anything that you're not putting directly on the fire or the stove, only near it, even if it got cooled down, it's permitted. So he says, Paul Gamachab is disagreeing on the machaber, the spirit that he holds. The Mechaber said specifically, if it's a solid, the sound of a liquid that got cooled down, yesh b'shvach, is a problem about cooking after cooking, because a liquid, once it cools down, it loses its essential element of cooking, of being cooked. But this opinion that Rama brings holds, there's no cooking after cooking in all cases, but even if it got totally cooled down, and therefore, that's what this opinion is saying, that even it's down of a liquid is permitted. Sivkat and Tzadichas. Rama said, the minig. Oh, yeah, so that as long as you don't put agaba ish v'hulu, literally on the fire itself, because the place not agaba mamash, because if you put it literally on the fire, that's what Mishnah says, Abshayim ba'yisa, the rest of the do, even though according to this opinion, there's no biblical prohibition, because there's no problem of bishul even by liquid, al kapon, masam, rabban, but at least it's rabbinical, if it's a nishan, nirik, and abash, because it looks like you're cooking, and begam do'as l'chadis b'kechol, and you're also going to come to stoke the cold. Those are two problems about the scene like it's still a rabbinic prohibition. So Rama says, okay, the minig is leading regarding this opinion. Sivkat and tzadik tes, but with a stipulation. Imloy b'chulu. If it didn't totally cool down, meaning if it totally cooled down, then we're not lenient like that. But he says, after das mechaber, even though according to the bin of mechaber, kivish and stan mat mechamusa, once it cools down a little bit from its heat, being the atzalad, this boy, it's not anymore piping hot. Shuvias b'mishum bishul, it has a problem about bishul, like we wrote Le'el Basit, Dalit, I mean, Lach was as I said, the custom is a believer regarding this. The same comes out Yesh Mekilin. We rely on this Yesh Mekilin to hold that even if it totally cooled down, there wouldn't be a problem. But we're only leaning because Manchel and the Sound Legama. As long as it didn't totally cool down, so at least, you know, when it's like that, we rely on this ability. Sif Tez Zain. Mut Litin in Pando. You gotta put this, Kanish. Kineged ha'esh, opposite the fire, amokim she'atzaled, this in the place where the hand would recoil. It's that hot. Even though that the fat that's in that kinesh, that meat kinesh, that congealed, chayzim and mayach will go back and now melt. Agas says Rama, v'choshkin all the more se kedev shesh paroit of a pot that has gravy she'nikrash that congealed, shekish ha'shum and mayach, because when the fat melts, in the ba'ayin, it's not visible. The shari that it's permitted. That's Rabbi Yeruch B'Gal Gimel. So says Rama for the B'yesh Barachim Achman. Some are stringent at Zeran in Perek B'Metam. But no Gal Achman. The custom is to be stringent. Mio with Malcolm Tzayrich in a situation that's necessary. Yishlismach Asvara Rishayna says Rama won't rely on the first opinion. Says Rishon Rishiv Katan Kuf. So you let a place in Fando, Bukhulu, etc. opposite the fire. Who pashtida, and this can become a chemist. What's this pashtida that's mentioned many places? It's a starch, a bread that's doubled over. That's filled with pieces of fat. And you put it there to warm it up, opposite the fire. Now, by time shemuta, the reason why it's permitted is kibishu yavish, since it's a salad. Avshin san, even though it cooled down, so there's no problem about cooking anymore. Commercial customers have as well, like we said in the previous paragraph. Even though the fat goes back and gets melted, it's still called a salad. Since at the time when you're putting it in to warm it up, it didn't dissolve yet. So even though that this salad is going to turn into a liquid, that's not a problem. So you're allowed to put it opposite the fire. That is on some vessel that's interrupting, like when people put on top of the crock pot, Dimla came because if not, also with Bifibin, because I'm a summation of the Gimel, Sivgil, and Sivhei, then this scene, like Yitzhila, I mean, putting directly on the fire on Shabbos is problematic. Siv cotton, cooked pays. And Vavpe Vahulu, even though the fat that's there, that's congealed, is going to go back and melt. And the Mishmur qualifies this as a blade dummy. Ladisuk shalik a butter. This is not similar to crushing snow and ice. We'll see later on. That's problematic because you're creating, generating a new item from a solid into a liquid. You're creating the water. Originally was thick and congealed, but it's all now becomes clear and translucent. You're not doing anything with your hands. That's by itself that it gets dissolved. And also by ice, we learned the same thing. That you're allowed to put into a cup of wine to cool it off. Since it's automatic, so that's the same thing over here. Save cotton, kov, gimel. So the Ramah said, the choshkin kedei b'chul, the short pot that has gravy that congealed, the fat melts, that's not visible, that it's going to be permitted. Because the bezekish in the mayach over here when it melts, the fat mixes with the gravy, and it's not recognizable. But and it's similar exactly to what they say. You're allowed to put the ice into the cup. It's not recognizable because when the ice melts into the water, into the drink, whatever the beverage is. And there, the shards can be permitted. I know that is in Isanoilin. That's only for the regarding the prohibition about generating a new substance, which is not applicable to here. But regarding the prohibition about cooking, it's more stringent than what we said before. The right to put davalach because gravy is a liquid. The davalach from the stand, a liquid that got cooled off, shaykh by bishul, the halacha of cooking applies. Here it's not going to be permitted. It would only be, even though the Ramah is saying it's a koshkin, but only in the place where it's not yet tzeledes. Sivkan kofei. But then he said, "Yishmach Mirin." Those who are stringent, they hold the gun possession. Even over here, the Israel applies. And even in the pot where the fat is mixed with the soup, like it's not similar to what we say. But nice and hot, because they can put the ice into the cup. There, the ice is not recognizable at all when it melts into the cup. Into the beverage. The fat that melts, it's fatty, it floats to the top, the nikku, and therefore it is recognizable. Even to put into the sun that it should melt, according to this opinion, even that would be forbidden. But you should know that even according to the Yesh Machmirin, to those who are stringent, in Usr, it's not prohibited, only when you have a lot of fats on this knish. When it's gonna melt, it's gonna flow onto the outside. It's gonna be independently recognizable. But if you don't have on the knish so much fat, you put it so far away from the heat, it's not gonna get so melted at it's gonna flow outside. Only a little bit of it that's gonna get melted inside the knish itself. Or he throws out the fat that's on it. Then, when there's no fat, according to everyone, you'll have to heat up this knish, and even though it's gonna get a little bit melted, and it's gonna flow from the fat, from the meat of the fat that's inside of it. That's a little bit, that's permitted according to everyone. It's also permitted to warm up on Shabbos, chatichas basar shemen, a piece of fatty meat. Even though a little bit of fat is going to flow, given the since it's very little that's melting, it's not significant, but sure it's permitted. A pitcher of water or other beverage, nikrish milmalo, that the top part gets frosted, gets a little bit icy. According to everyone, you're allowed to put in a place where it's not going to reach the Yatzalad. This I care because the ice that's going to melt, it's going to get mixed right away in the beverage that's beneath it, and it's not going to be recognizable. So there was not a problem. That's how it's explained to Eli Rabba. Because if the whole thing turns icy, then according to the Yesh Mechmerin, that would be prohibited. Because it's not mixing right away with anything. And you can't be lenient only with Tzarek Shabbos, according to when the Rabbah comes out. Zivkot and Kovlam and Dalet, that if we could reach the Yatzalat, but then even if you keep it there only for a little bit, it'd be forbidden, like we said in Sif Yod Dalet.
Zivkot and Kovlam, so the Rabbah said that the minig is to be lahachmer, is to be stringent. Now, Mkamokum says in Mishbura, however, Kim Shavos Katana, before the oven was heated up, then Mutla Necha Pashtidi, you're allowed to put the meat Kanish, Kimin Yesh Matimah Falachach, since there are those who have met even after that. Vain Lassas came with Neamarats, but one should not do this in front of the ignorant person, says the Magadbram and other Achain. Sivkon Kavazain, however, Mokum Tsarech, in a necessary situation, Yesh Lismach, one can rely on the first Svarah. Haina, that is the Azafulik at Chilamut, then even initially it's going to be permitted to be the oven after the fact. B'chol gavmi in Leicester, in all situations, one should not make it forbidden. The Bi'aloch and the Vimaskal for Yavish, Machabes and Sivta Zvav, something that was fully cooked and it's a salad, then you're allowed to put it, v'chol it's such a connected madura opposite the fire. So it says the Bi'aloch, it requires further analysis. Just as we said previously in Sif Hey, that he brings the opinion of the Re'im. Look over the Magadbam, that according to him, the same thing would be that is roasting after cooking. So how does it permit over here, Stam, that, you know, you could put the dry food, it could have been cooked, and now you can be roasting it. That's from the Sefer Beis Me'an Arachayim, that's how it's asked also in the Sefer Ma'amah. Matcha, look over there, that he pushes to try to resolve, which Dersha 113 brings, that there he answers like this. It's told in a situation that the meat was placed in a pot that was cooked in, and there's no gravy, and therefore, you don't have, by placing it opposite the fire, to be considered as roasting. It's like a continuation of the cooking. Look at the other answers. Mr. Chaznish writes that it's possible that pot roast is considered like cooked and not like roasted, and only if you put the meat on top of coals or on a spit, then it's considered like roasting. And according to him, this answer is not such a contrived, pressed answer. He adds on that you can answer that as long as the food does not receive a taste of like roast, literally, it just dries up a little bit, and putting it opposite the fire is not considered as roasting, and that's how it's also inclined the Pinnacle of Yashav in practice. And he adds in that, however, it's permitted to place the food opposite the fire in a place where the heat is great, with the intention of removing it before it's going to change the taste to a taste of roast, and not concerned that it's going to get to remove it, because since anyways, roasting after cooking in such a situation is only astringency. Now, to add on many droplets of water into a pot with kugel that's on the fire, so that it doesn't burn, in a situation that there's no problem, it's a bishul chazar, for example, let's say you take it from the hot water kettle or from another pot that's on the fire, and this girl holds that's permitted, and there's no concern of bishul achrafi of cooking now after that's baking this kugel, because since these droplets are very little, they don't cause to a change of the food item, it just prevents it from burning, and that's similar how the Chaznish writes, but to put in more than a little bit of water, that would be forbidden. Pinim Shlom Zalman is that the reason why it's permitted to add on water is even if it already dried up, is that since there are many that hold that cooking after roasting that was cooked beforehand is permitted. Now, since the cooking is a continuation of the previous cooking, you could rely on that Tzad and Chaznish that we mentioned, that Tzlikad, the pot roast, considered like Mavushal and not Sully, and in the situation that you're pouring the water into the pot, so we discussed later on Sifkat and Yud Gimel. Some of the deer shoes. Dirshu number 102. To place a pot in a place where the fire touches it from the side, Chaznish writes, from the words of Mishbar over here and later on Sifkat Tzadik Dal, it sounds like that according to the Rashba would be permitted. It's only according to the Rush that you have to distance it a little bit. And he points out on what he says, the L'chayra, seemingly that this way is considered as derech bishul, and one should not permit to put the pot only connected to madura, not inside of it or touching it. Now, explain Machlis Rashba and the Rosh Chaznish writes that according to the Rashba, it's permitted to place the pot at a distance from the fire, with it, you know, when you have some gap of the airspace, even if the food's going to cook up the shir yatzaletzboy. According to the Rosh, it's forbidden to do this. If it's going to heat up in that shir, and he adds on that from this that the Mishnah was saysim and didn't mention the opinion of the Rosh, it sounds like that the Rosh would permit such a case. Dish number 103, Sharatzin said the Chayotim is mefakfik, and that's the Chaznish writes also that since all the airspace in the Tanur is hot, you don't have the hefsig that's between the ground and the pot causing any heter at all. Dirsha number 106, a liquid that totally cooled down. Magen Avraham writes in Mishnah and Gimel that this is to warm it up according to the Ramah is Minat Torah. Prima Gadim, you see that the reason why it's forbidden to warm it up because it looks like a little bit like a somewhat of a tikkun, like remedy. Chaznesh writes that according to the Ramah, Meikra Adin, there's no Bishlach Bishl when they totally cool down, because from logic it would seem that as long as it doesn't have the heat of Yatzal Edesboy, so it's considered like cold. Either Ramah's Machma not to warm it up when it totally cools off. That's so that we don't make a mistake to think that it's permitted to warm up even something that was cold that was never cooked at all. And therefore he's lenient as long as it's a little bit warm, because that doesn't look like something that was never cooked at all. And this one true is that Maishrig writes that according to Ramah, Meikra Adin is no Bishlach Bishl when it totally cools down. That's what Bishlam Mazam writes also. Etil David writes that the reason that there's no Issa Bishl by double lach, by liquid that didn't totally cool down, is because since the difference between the solid and the liquid is that by liquid, you know, it's not recognizable that the dish that it was cooked only when it's warm, as we wrote in Sivkot and Chavtes, which is not the case by a salad, which you can tell that it's cooked even when it's cold, and therefore, as long as the liquid did not totally cool down, and it's recognizable that it was cooked because of the heat, a little bit of heat that remains with it, so that's considered as mepushel, and there's no problem of reheating it. Now, the measurement of the heat that's considered that the food, as if it didn't totally cool down, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Neglet Tal, that as long as it's still fit to eat the food, as like a warm dish. That's what's written in Lamais and Shavit Shabbos and Shabbos Yisrael and Shalom Zaman. Shalom Zaman adds on that you could evaluate this each according to the majority of people. Chaznish, you see that as long as the warmth is recognizable, it's considered as if it didn't totally cool down. He adds on that even lukewarm water is considered like it didn't totally cool down. The other Mliyashiv holds it's not enough that it's lukewarm and the heat is like that, the measurement, like the temperature of spit, but it has to be a little bit warm. A pot cover that when you remove it from the pot, so the steam that's on top of it becomes moisture and totally cools down. Shlomo Zalman holds in Miskarelitz that you now go put that back on top of the hot pot. Now the water that's found in the pipes that are attached to the samovar with the intention of measuring the quantity of the water, and when you open up the spout, so they mix together with the water in the urn, and through that they get heated up. Shubis Machaziz writes that the water that's in the pipe were not totally cooked and they heat up only around 60 degrees Celsius approximately, and therefore it's forbidden to open up the spout of the urn, because through that, the water in the pipe is going to go into the urn, and they're going to get cooked. And that's also from Yashab. Another Mishlom Zaman writes, there's no concern of cooking regarding this, because since the water in this little pipe was already cooked, and when they're in the pipe, they remain warm, and even if they get cooled off, you don't have, by when they enter into the urn, as considered but just like a grama, indirect cause. And the suffic grum in such a way would be permitted, especially that's possible that's considered as if it's a psikrish to leg nichol, it's inevitable, but he doesn't care about it. That's as written Shavuot Zalat Sin, that since at the time of the bubbling of the water in the pipe, the shore got heated up, the water in this little pipe, and he's not intending that the water in this little pipe should cook in such a way, you could be lenient to rely on the opinion of those who hold that there's no bishlach bishl by liquid that was not totally cooled down. And after an hour, when the water entered, Archa Shabbos writes that the reality is that all the water that's in the pipe already was in the urn and was cooked. And since the water that's in the pipe changes with the water that's in the urn all the time because of the separation from the measurement, the level of the heat that's between them. Now, to put in a ladle into the pot of soup when the ladle's still wet from the soup that was there before and that got cooled off, so in Shvisa Shabbos writes, so it's permitted because since Meikra Adin we hold that there's no Bishlach Bishl by double lach, even when it totally cools down, therefore you could be lenient in a place when the moisture is just a little bit, discussed this previously in Sivkot and Bei Beis. And Shvisa Mevzitzik writes that you should shake off first the ladle from the droplets that's on it. Now, if the food totally cooled down and then you went and heated it up a little bit before Shabbos, Kvege writes that you're not allowed to put it opposite the fire on Shabbos to heat it up in the Shiyat Zaletzbe, because the whole Het of the Amo was said only when the first Bishl was not totally removed yet. And that's what's written in Shubhaz Avdinez until Dubin, and that's the right Shubhaz Mazaman, and that's what's been with Biyash, because here it's not, you just heat up to a little bit, that's not a remnant of the first Bishl. Chaznish, you see that the water that was cold on Shabbos itself, and then afterwards you heat it up until it became lukewarm, the Inala put it opposite the fire to warm it up until it's going to be Atzalat. And he explained, because since it was cold on Shabbos, so we accept upon ourselves to be stringent regarding them, like the opinion of those who hold that there is Bishlach HaBishabalach. Now, if someone has the custom like the Pinah Shulchan Aruch, and he wants to say that to someone that has the custom like the Ramah, that it should warm up for him a liquid that didn't totally cool down. Shlomo Zalman writes, it's permitted, because only when the person thinks from his own conclusion that it's forbidden to do a distinct thing, and he's to ask from his friend, that holds that you know, his conclusion is permitted, so that's what the person discussed, maybe it's lifnei iver. But when the person is stringent regarding a distinct thing, because that's how his teacher's instructed, or because that's how his fathers have the custom, and he's asking from his friend, who holds that as mutter, because that's how his Rebbeim instructed, for sure there's no concern of lifnei iver over there. Now, if he tells a non-Jew to warm up for him opposite the fire, a liquidy dish that totally cooled down, so in Rishon Gimel and Sivkot Tzadikim, Mishmar writes, but the Eved is permitted to eat it, Be'alacha, but there adds on that for Tzarek HaShabbos, it's possible that you're permitted to warm up in such a way, even like a Tchila, when there is no other way, and that's the Chaz Nesh writes that it's permitted. Tirsha number 107, regarding congealed gravy, so the Prima Gavim is not sure if that's considered as a salad, because it's not really similar to shumen, which is fats, which are considered a meichel. Now, regarding congealed butter, Chuzik is Meister writes, it's considered as a salad, and therefore, if the butter is made from pasteurized milk, which was what he did the outside display, it's considered like a double yavish, mabushel, like a salad that was already cooked. So no more problem about bishel. According to Shlomo Zalman, it's possible that one should be stringent regarding this, because since the butter is not really similar to shumet, to fats, which the nature is to get hard when it gets cold, and therefore it's considered like a salad, which is not the case by butter, that after the milk is pasteurized, it's cold, and it goes back to being a liquid, and the cooking is not recognizable by it. And even after it becomes butter, when it gets hot and melts, it goes back to being a liquid, and when it's congealed, it was never really cooked, and therefore it's not considered as a W. Yavish Mabushel, as a salad that was cooked, meaning as a salad. However, regarding putting butter on top of a salad, his opinion over there is that it's possible that one could be lean regarding this, because since many hold that a salad is not, it does not cook. Regarding the Issa of Richuch, of softening a hard thing, when you're smashing down on the butter, that we discussed previously in Sukkot Aleph. Dish number 108. Even though the Mishmar had said when you're warming it up, the fat didn't melt yet, so it's considered as a salad. And even though it's going to end up being a liquid, Shlomo explains that since there's a time when you're putting it over there, at that time it's not applicable bishul because it's a salad. So it's not forbidden to put it opposite the fire. And for this reason, he explains that why there's no concern when you put back the pot. And in a situation that you're allowed to do chazar on Shabbos with the gravy, that maybe the water is going to, turn into a gas, and the dish is going to roast, and then you can be over on tzliach habishel, roasting after cooking, because the mice, when you're putting it back, there's no tzliach because there is gravy, and therefore it's not considered as roasting, even if subsequently that happens. Dish number 109. He writes that you're not allowed to put food on top of an empty pot because it's chazar. And that's Chaznesh also points out that over here he says that you're allowed to put on some type of kli that's mafsik. And he writes that here it's talking about when you put the food opposite the fire, but not on top of the fire. Dish number 110, we're going to preparing the food that's called jello, by putting in water that mixes with the powder and put in the freezer until it congeals. Shuvish really writes that according to this opinion, one should be stringent regarding this. Because we said it has noilid, and therefore one should not be lean regarding this only in a situation that's necessary or after the fact. Regarding vessels that are dirty with shuman, Mishnah Gimel writes that it's permitted to put them into hot water to wash it off, since you're not doing an action to melt the fat, you're just pouring in that hot water, but that would be the problem about Isser noilid. And now to dissolve it opposite the fire, gravy that normally is eaten when it's congealed. For example, let's say the gravy from the fish. Shlomo Zalman holds it's permitted because it's brought in the round of the Shabbos that the Issa to melt fat is because it's not normally eaten only after it's melted, and it's considered like a pre-hoimed lamashka that it's ready, it's going to be designated for the liquid, and therefore it's not shaykh this Issa by gravy that normally is eaten when it's congealed. And he adds on that it seems that the gravy with that fish that's eaten as a food, whether it's congealed or whether it's melted. Now regarding the bubbles that are created when you pour a beverage into a cup, like a beer, Yashiv writes that there's no problem with Issa, because this foam doesn't have any kiyum, it doesn't last at all. And also regarding blowing bubbles, Shlomo Zalman holds that you don't have to stop children from doing this because it really doesn't have any sustainability at all. Dear Shu number 111. On the words of Sharad Tzion, said that if it could reach the temperature, even to keep it there, even a little bit, it's going to be forbidden. So to put challah opposite the fire, when there's some frost and there's ice on the challah, and it could get to a temperature that's yatzal edz, but it shows Mezuzah's right, says it's forbidden because this ice is made from water that's not cooked, and if it's going to get heated up, it's yatzal edz, but you can violate it. It's a mabash, that when you could, the ice that when the ice could get heated up, the shriyat sledges, but once you not warm up the challah, even though the water is gonna turn into smoke, but still it's cooking before it dissolves. That's what's called the yashib, that you have to remove the layer of ice together with a small layer from the challah because of the isabur before it gets heated up. Now, if the ice is not laying on the challah, it's just it's already dissolved. It's already melted and absorbed into the challah. It's good to refrain from warming it up opposite the fire. Another b'yashiv holds that would depend. If his intention is to dry up the moisture that's on the challah, then you're not allowed to put it opposite the fire. But if his intention is just to warm up the challah, then he's allowed to put it there because since the moisture is absorbed in the challah, it's not recognizable. We don't care if that remains. Just number 112, the reason why we said that if you put the pashtida, the knish, before the oven is heated up, then it's permitted. The Shubhashiv really writes that because this generating nailed is not forbidden only when you're doing an action to generate. For example, when you put the knish opposite the fire or in the sun, that this action is making it as creating the water that's going to be produced. And he adds on that for this reason, which is not the case of here, because you put it on before the oven was heated. For this reason that it's permitted to drink ice that melted by itself or that was placed not in a hot place and it melted by itself. Another Mishul Mazaman holds that if he has other waters, not to drink these waters, because since it wasn't permitted only in a makam tzarech, in a situation that's necessary.